At a recent town hall meeting in Toms River, Governor Chris Christie declared that nobody is talking about the GWB scandal, the questions about the actions of some of his allies at the Port Authority, or the investigations regarding all this. Here to determine whether that statement is actually true or not, via the results of their recent poll, which was just put out this past Tuesday, is the director of the Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind Poll, and she's also professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University, Krista Jenkins. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
It's publicmind.fdu.edu. You can see in its full detail the poll entitled Christie Approval Slips Further, Bridgegate Legislature, Governor, and Media Could Do a Better Job. And going back to that comment that the governor made at the town hall meeting regarding at least his belief that nobody is following the Bridgegate, I guess is what they want to call it now. You pose the question, how closely are you following the recent controversy over the September 2013 lane closures on the George Washington Bridge? And what the people are saying and what the governor is saying are pretty much polar opposites.
That's right. So we asked people, as you point out, how closely they're following the investigation. And it's basically been around, you know, the high 70s since we started asking the question in January. So despite the fact that a month has passed and there have not been any new, you know, huge developments in the case, the reality is that people are paying rather close attention to this investigation, something that is rather unusual because most of the time people are largely tuned out to politics. So a good number of people are following this, even in the absence of breaking news.
And even when it is political season, I mean, I think back to the polls that pose this question, are you following the presidential, the senatorial?
That's right.
Any campaign. It could be less than a month before Election Day. You don't see numbers of like this of people closely following those campaigns like you are with Bridgegate.
That's right. You don't. You don't. And that's what makes this such a unique observation in public opinion data.
I guess what is the curiosity about that is, even with as intensely as New Jersey registered voters are following it, they're not exactly pleased with how the media is covering it.
That's right. So among the other questions that we asked this go-around was basically to rate the performance of the relevant actors in the investigation. So how the legislature is handling its role, how the governor is responding to the investigation, and then lastly, how the media is performing in its role in covering it. And we find that the media, in addition to the legislature and also the governor, are not given very high marks among the public. The majority of people in the state, you know, would say that the media is doing a fair or poor job in covering the investigation, with numbers that are quite similar for the legislature and also the governor.
Although I do have to blow radio's horn, because when you look at who put in as doing an excellent job, how would you rate the job media is doing covering the investigation? The GWB lane closures, radio showed up with the highest excellent rating of 25% versus
cable
news 12, papers, including their website 6, newspaper alone 14, local or network TV 7%.
Yes, so there are certainly differences there, and when you aggregate the results, you end up with the numbers that I just referenced. But as you point out, there are some news sources or news outlets that seem to be doing a better job than others.
Now, if you look at Christie on his own, even with all this going on, you still have the talk of any presidential possibilities or assumed ambitions. But when you look at the poll numbers, you'd have to go back a long way. Maybe you'd have to go back to the Jim McGreevy years to see a drop in numbers this dramatic in the New Jersey governor's approval ratings.
That's right. So we've measured a 20 percentage point drop since the poll that was taken before Bridgegate broke and then where we are today. So as you point out, it's a pretty steep drop, and you know, this is coming, this comes in connection with somebody who clearly has ambitions beyond the governor's mansion, and you know, hopes to seek the Republican nomination in 2016. So you're right; it certainly complicates things for him. But at the same time, I think it's also reasonable to point out that it doesn't necessarily mean that just because someone is doing poorly in his state that that means that that should torpedo any chances that he may have for a nomination. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think that Bill Clinton, for example, when he left the Arkansas State House, was not necessarily seen with a great amount of support among Arkansas residents, and he went on to win the Democratic nomination and then win the presidency. So, you know, I think we need to be a little careful about how we interpret his numbers in the state relative to his national ambitions. But at the same time, I think what the events of late, you know, with Christie being invited to and giving a speech at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, demonstrate is that in the results of their poll, it suggests that, you know, he's going to have some struggles there. There are people who are perceived more favorably among the Republican base than is Governor Christie. So, you know, despite the fact that he may be able to navigate his way through declining popularity in the state, there still is that national electorate he's going to have to contend with.
And certainly the cult of personality is that intangible that Clinton had, and obviously Christie has as well. We're talking with Krista Jenkins, who is the director of the Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind Poll, as well as professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University. You can see more about this poll that we're discussing here at publicmind.fdu.edu. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Going back to the approval-disapproval question, too, if you look at the breakdowns, most importantly the political party one, you see, probably to no surprise initially, in the Republican column, a large rate of approval. However, for a Republican to only get approval of two-thirds of his party, that's not exactly hitting the bullseye.
That's right. That's right, as you point out. He has certainly seen a decline not only in support among his natural opponents, that is Democrats, but also among Republicans. And so I think this shows that the effect of Bridgegate is fairly widespread. So Democrats, you know, who used to be in this unusual coalition of supporters for the governor, they have now largely abandoned him. We have a 24% approval rating for his job performance among Democrats. Before Bridgegate broke, it was in the 40s. So a sizable drop-off there. And again, as you point out, you know, two-thirds of Republicans approve of him, which leaves 33% who either disapprove or don't really, you know, don't know what to make of all of this. So it's not good for him. But at the same time, it's still fairly early in the investigation, and no one's quite sure what the next few weeks or months will hold for him.
Another stand on this. I like this question too, because you're people the options of you elect the politician and the policies. Just the politician,
yeah.
Not the policies, and it goes on from there, or you just don't like him for whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And what stands out in my mind is on the results and the breakdown of that question, the independent column, 39% like him and his policies, 18% just like him, 12% dislike him but like what he's got in mind, and 22% of independent voters just don't care for the guy at all, with 10% in the unsure column. That's given the fact that the majority of voters in New Jersey are undeclared, that's not a happy number either for the governor.
It's not a happy number, but at the same time, you know, the majority response, or not the majority, but a plurality of independents, you know, like him and his policies.
Sure.
So it's a complicated, you know, trying to parse the governor's approval rating is, you know, gets complicated at times. When I looked at that question, I think the takeaway for me was, you know, you have 31% of everyone who like him and his policies, that is to say they like everything about the governor, and 33% who dislike everything about him. And to me, when you look at those numbers comparatively from when we've asked them in the past, it seems to suggest that he is becoming a more polarizing figure when you have, you know, about equal numbers basically saying opposite things. They either like him or they don't like him, with not that much variation between.
And we have to put a wrap on here, but just for you listening, for your edification, if whether the voters think the state's on the right track or the wrong track, 45% say wrong track, 41% right track, and 14% are unsure. And polar opposites of the party breakdown, 63% in the Democratic column, 63% wrong track, 24% right track, and pretty much the opposite on the Republican side of the column. Again, the poll is entitled Christie Approval Rating Slips Further, Bridgegate, Legislature, Governor, and Media Could Do a Better Job. Find that and all the work of the Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind poll at publicmind.fdu.edu. We've been joined by the director. She's also professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University, Krista Jenkins. Krista, as always, thanks for explaining the polls to us. Thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the kind invitation.